Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
It's National Trim Your Torso with Jell-O Week.
Tell everybody you know, and don't let the week go by without J-E-L-L-O.
This is Don Wilson, asking if you'd care to join me in shaping up with Jell-O. We can eat dessert all we want, and even sneak snacks, as long as it's light, bright Jell-O. Come on, let's start trimming the torso with Jell-O this week.
J-E-L-L-O.
Dibble.
Good morning.
There's something we'd like to talk to you about, Mr. Dibble.
Yeah, I can see from the look on your face what it is, too.
I see. Mr. Dibble's getting to know you as well as I do, dear.
Yeah, you can always tell when a woman gets an idea and makes up her mind she's going to do something about it. My wife's the same way. Mouth sets in a straight line, her eyes start flashing.
Oh, he's got your number, honey.
Well, Mr. Dibble, if you're so psychic, what do I have on my mind?
Well, you made up your mind. You're going to be in that new house by Christmas.
Well, you're wrong, Mr. Dibble. I'm going to be in the house by Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Hmm.
Well, no, I don't know. What to be done yet? Oh, I don't think you're going to make it by Thanksgiving.
Mr. Dibble, our families are coming for Thanksgiving dinner, and I've got it all planned. It's obvious I can't have that many people in the garage here.
Well, I don't know. Thanksgiving is just 2 weeks away. Got all your painting, wallpapering to be done yet.
Yes, I know that, and I want it to start today or tomorrow at the latest.
And I don't know. Or do your painting first. I don't know if the painter can make it. He's on another job right now.
Well, if the painter wants the job of painting our house, he can either come now or I want somebody else called.
Well, now, honey, you can't be unreasonable. I mean, Mr. Dibble has a contract with a definite painter, and when we weren't ready, he took another job, which is understandable.
What is not understandable is your attitude. I've had enough of living in this freezing garage. I'll never get rid of this coal, even. I am not going to live in it any longer. I want to be in that house by Thanksgiving.
Well, now, sweetheart, be reasonable. What's the matter with you?
No. Let's all keep calm. I'll call the painter right away.
If we had our lives to live over again, many of us might choose the rough-and-tumble atmosphere of the frontier to live in, like the cowboys and the Indians and all that. Others, however, would ask a more civilized existence, in science, perhaps, or arts, or medicine. As it happens, both ways of life are open for you every Saturday on CBS Radio, as most of these same stations bring you the stories of Gunsmoke and City Hospital. That's like having your cake and eating it, too, isn't it? For without sacrificing any of the adventure of your own lifetime, you can enjoy the excitement our pioneers knew and share in the warm human experiences that bring the physician his deepest rewards. Don't wait for that proverbial chance to live your life over again. Join us on CBS Radio every Saturday instead. Here you will enjoy rousing Western adventure on Gunsmoke and an emotion-charged story on City Hospital. They couldn't be more different from the lives that most of us lead, and they couldn't be more entertaining either.
Well, then, I feel better. Painter's coming tomorrow.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Dibble just called.
Oh, dear.
Well, for Pete's sake, I thought you'd be pleased. You look as though you'd lost your last friend. What is the matter with you?
Well, if the painter comes tomorrow, that means it all starts.
What all starts?
The painting!
Well, isn't that what you wanted? I can't figure you out.
Yes, but now I've got to make sure he gets the right colors on the walls. Then I have to make sure the colors match the wallpapers. Then I've got to decide if the wallpapers go with the draperies I pick, and then if the draperies go with the fabrics for the slip covers, and if the fabrics go with the rugs.
All right, darling, take it easy. Take it easy. Now, one thing at a time.
I get sort of frantic. I make some, horrible mistake, and then it'll be too
darling,
late.
Darling, anything you decide on will be fine. Our home has always looked nice. Don't worry so.
Peter's coming in the morning, huh?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, Dibble said he'll be here bright and early.
Well, I think maybe I ought to tell Mr. Dibble what I want, don't you think?
Well,
so?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Well, look, I got to get to the office.
I wish you'd be with me when I tell him, dear, so we can all go over things together.
I got to get to the office.
I'd appreciate if you'd just go over the things with me while I tell Mr. Dibble.
Oh, all right, all right. I don't know what you're so nervous about. You're doing the kitchen in pink, aren't you? The dining room in yellow and the hall green and the living room blue. Isn't that right?
Oh, honey, it isn't as simple as that. Now you get Mr. Dibble and we'll go over the whole house. Now the living room, Mr. Dibble. We'll start with that.
Yeah, we want that blue, Mr. Dibble.
Oh, honey, blue. You make it sound so awful. It's sort of a Williamsburg blue, Mr. Dibble. Although it really isn't. It's more of a bluish green. Although that isn't it either. It's a very soft, warm combination of off blue and off green. Now, here, this is a hair ribbon of Betsy's. I want it just about that shade. Only not as green. More of a warm blue, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Honey, for Pete's sake.
Well, I know exactly what I want, dear. Now, the hall. I'm using the Williamsburg stencil square pattern, this darkest shade of green, which isn't really green either. It has a lot of blue in it. Here's a sample of wallpaper, and I want the paint to match this exactly, the background part.
Why don't you paint the woodwork the same as in the living room?
No, dear, no, dear, no. I don't want it the same. It should blend.
Oh.
Now, the effect that I want when you walk in the front door is one of warmth and color. I want it to be strong enough to have character, but I don't want the colors so strong they're too dark. I mean, I want to give the feeling of light and airiness to you. Understand, Mr. Dibble?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want the colors to be dark. On the other hand, I don't want them to be light either. You know what I mean, Mr. Dibble?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll be darned if I know what you mean. You don't want it dark, you don't want it light.
You want it something in between. Mr. Dibble understands, I hope.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, the dining room, that is to be a very, very soft, pale yellow.
Yeah.
Now, here is the paper I'm using. You see the leaves are the same shade of green as the woodwork in the hall. And the yellow that I want.
Just a pale yellow.
Yeah.
Oh, no, dear. It is not as simple as that. I want a very warm, soft yellow. I don't want it quite as pale as the yellow in the wallpaper because that will be stronger when it's on the walls. The yellow that I want is more like this. Now,
Isn't that my tube of shaving cream?
Yes, dear, but the yellow that I want is just about like what's on the tube here. You see, Mr. Dibble, there's a little yellow decoration on this tube of shaving cream.
Let me see.
Yeah, right here where it says, the slickest shave you've ever had. You see that?
Yeah.
Well, that yellow background underneath the printing is just about the shade of yellow that I want.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see it. Okay.
Are you crazy?
Darling, I have looked all over for just the right yellow, and this is the only sample I could find. Of course, this is shiny. But in a flat paint, it should be just about right. Now, in this small pantry here, Mr. Dibble, between the kitchen and the dining room, it's mostly cupboards, and I want that painted to blend with both the kitchen and the dining room. And what I want, well, it's sort of a pale red.
Pale red? That's pink.
No, I don't want pink, dear. I want it pale red.
Well,
it's not fire engine red or orangey red. It's more of a cross between a pale brick red and a sort of taffy pink. Well, not salt water taffy pink. More like the taffy you used to get at the county fairs, only they don't seem to have it anymore.
What in Sam Hill are you talking about?
The color for the pantry.
I never heard of any color called pale red.
If you wouldn't listen, dear.
I am listening, and I never heard this nonsense in my life.
Now, Mr. Dibble understands, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Dibble, for the love of Mike, be honest. You don't know what she's talking about any more than I do.
Oh, I go through this all the time. Ain't nothing new. Good thing for me to know. So if she ain't here, I can tell the painters what she wants.
Well, I'll be doggone if I know what she wants.
Oh, I got a pretty fair idea.
There's a cover on a book I have, Mr. Dibble, that is somewhat the color I want the pantry, and I'll show it to you later. I forgot to bring it in with the rest of these things that I...
Well, what is all that? Isn't that one of my neckties?
Yes, sir. And this stripe in it, Mr. Dibble. Now, not the big stripe. This little one, you see this, right? This little faint red stripe, you see this? Now, this is the color I want the powder room painted. Well, it's just the right shade, dear. The only one that I could find.
What's this earring?
That has the pink in it I want for Betsy's room.
Well, what are you doing with a Christmas tree decoration here? One of the rooms going to have tinsel all over it or something?
No, honey, don't be silly. This little gold thread, it's fastened on the tree with Mr. Dibble, is about the soft shade of gold that I want to use in our bedroom. The master bedroom, which is going to be feminine, yet I want it, you know, masculine, too. Now, I'm using shades of gold and brown and beige and picking it up with soft autumn colors in the draperies and the bedroom chair. And I want the wall sort of a pale coffee color. Sort of a rich, warm, soft, pale, beigeish brown. Not too light, but not too dark either. Oh, dear. I really don't know how to tell you exactly. I want it darker than a trench coat, but lighter than pigskin gloves, you know?
I know that I'm going to work. I can't take any more of this nonsense.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you sound so darn silly, for Pete's sake.
Silly? I have spent hours trying to get the right shades, the right colors, so that you would have a lovely new home. All right, fine, so silly, you do it.
Well,
you just do it. You just pick any color you want.
Darling.
Because I don't care, you understand? I just don't care.
No, for the love of Mike, what is the matter with her, honey?
Well, that's always the way it goes when a woman starts decorating a house. I knew a woman once. Husband walked out on her, left her with 3 kids. That didn't upset her half as much as trying to decide what color to paint a living room. Something about picking out colors always gets a woman unsettled.
I'm sorry to make such a fuss in front of Mr. Dibble and everything.
Oh, I'm sorry to get you so upset, darling, but...
It's just a job trying to decide exactly what everything should be.
Yes, of course it is.
And I've looked over hundreds of color charts. It seems they don't seem to have exactly what I want.
No.
So the painter will have to mix it tomorrow unless I tell him, you know, exactly what I want.
Exactly what you want, I understand.
And you haven't really been much help, you know. You just keep saying, oh, have whatever you want.
Well, honey, I know. I'm sorry. I must confess, I haven't really gotten into the swing of this thing. I didn't realize it was so darn complicated.
Actually, I'm still not sure about the yellow for the dining room.
Well...
That shaving tube yellow is really not quite right, you know. It's
how
not
about a corn cob yellow?
Oh. Yes, a pale corn cob yellow.
Yeah, yeah. What I had in mind was this old corn cob pipe I've got, honey, the one I bought for a joke once. Where is that pipe? It was...
Yeah, right there. Oh, that's perfect, dear. Come on, let's tell Mr. Dibble.
Yeah,
where is
come
it?
Come on, he's right in there. He said he was going to phone the painter to tell him what paint... Mr. Dibble? Mr. Dibble?
Yeah, I'm in here. I'm on the phone. Oh, hold on, Joe.
My husband got a wonderful idea for the dining room. He found the perfect yellow, Mr. Dibble.
Yeah, corn cob pipe yellow.
What do you think, Mr. Dibble?
Yeah, it was very nice. That's a nice shade of yellow.
Don't you think it would be nice in the dining room?
Oh, perfect. Oh, just about perfect.
Well, good. Well, I got to get to work.
Be sure you tell the painter exactly what colors to bring, Mr. Dibble.
Oh, yeah, I will. Hello, Joe. Look, Joe, just bring the usual colonial standard stuff. Number 3 yellow, number 8 blue, etc. Yeah. Oh, no. We may have to pretend you're mixing it a little. Yeah, same old thing. Corn cob pipe yellow, earring pink, trench coat brown. Yeah. That's the way it goes.
No oily aftertaste, no oily aftertaste. Now there's a margarine.
Good luck, the margarine.
With no oily aftertaste.
Today's good luck is the light margarine, light in flavor, light on your tongue, just like the high price spread. Lever Brothers has world rights to the process that makes good luck different from other margarine. It's light, guaranteed to leave no oily aftertaste or your money back.
No oily aftertaste, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with John Shelley and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.